tell me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet the Radvaz. The Radvaz was born in Spain about 545 years ago. He lived in Morocco, in Israel, then went to Egypt, and then came back to Israel, to Yerushalayim, and then lived the last years of his long life in the city of Sfat. And the Radvaz learned lots and lots and lots and lots of Torah and answered many, many questions that people had in their everyday lives. Some of the questions were very complicated, and they were brought to the court in Sfat, the Beit Din in Sfat. The most famous, famous book of the Radvaz is called Shut HaRadvaz. The word shut is Roshe Tevot of the words Sheilot VeTshuvot, questions and answers. And in that book, many, many, altogether more than 3,000 of his answers to questions that people sent him from all over the world. And this was before there was email. These questions were all sent by mail, and if they lived too far away, to come to him personally, and he would answer the questions and mail them back to the people. And today's story, shared with me by Sivan Rachav Meir, is about one of the questions that the Radvaz, Rabbi David ben Zimra, received. The letter that he received was from a man named Yehuda. Before I share with you what Yehuda's question was that he asked the Radvaz, I have to share with you where Yehuda was when he wrote this question. He wasn't at home. He wasn't at work. Come with me on a little journey along with Yehuda. Yehuda was traveling for business. He said goodbye to his wife and to his children and gave everybody big hugs and kisses and said, this is a little bit of a long trip that I'm going on, but I hope to be back in 3 months to see you all. Oh, Abba, we're going to miss you so much. We're going to be so helpful here at home. We'll even try our best to write letters to you. And when you come back home, we'll have so much to share with you about what went on when you were away. And so, Yehuda went on a ship and traveled to a faraway land. And even in those olden days, you couldn't just travel from one country to another country. Even if there was a nearby country that you can get to in a few hours, you had to have a visa. You had to have, like what we have today, like passports, to be allowed to enter from one country to another. And the passports needed to be updated and valid so that we know that people have permission when they're going from one country to another. And so Yehuda packed his clothing in his suitcase. He packed some candy because he really liked jelly beans. He, of course, packed his tallit and his tefillin and his siddur, and he traveled to this faraway land by ship. And when he reached his destination, along with all the other people that had been on the ship, they stood in line at customs, and they made sure to show their paperwork that showed that they were allowed, that they had permission to travel. Yehuda got through very easily and met the people that he was going to work with and started to do his work. He missed his family. He missed being far away from home, but he was very busy working, and he said, these 3 months are going to pass in a flash, and then I'm going to get back on the ship, travel for a few hours, and be able to go home and see my family. The time actually passed pretty quickly since Yehuda was so busy working. And after the 3 months passed, he packed up his bags. There were no more jelly beans left. He finished all of those. And he packed up his talit and his... He packed up his talit and tefillin and sidur and his clothing and everything he needed and walked to the port. And there was a government official there and he said, "Here are my papers." And the guard at security looked down and looked up and looked down at the papers and looked up at Yehuda. He said, "Sorry, sir, your visa is due to expire in a week, and we do not allow you to travel with a visa that's about to expire, even though it has not expired. You will need to go to our embassy and apply for a new visa." "Oh, okay," said Yehuda. "How long will that take? Like an hour, 2 hours?" "Well, where we live, it could take up to 6 months." "Oh, 6 months to get a new visa? My wife and my children are waiting for me. I have to get home." "I'm sorry, sir. You will need to go to our embassy. There is a special place there where people that are waiting for their paperwork to come through can live until it comes through. But in the meanwhile, you may not be walking around, because it is going to expire in a week. So we hope you make yourself very comfortable in that housing unit near the embassy, because you will definitely be there for a few months. Is there a way that I can make it happen more quickly? I'm willing to pay money for that." "Well, the fastest it's ever happened here is 5 months. We'll put a rush order on it, but I don't have any guarantees." "Oh my," thought Yehuda. "I'm going to have to stay inside? Just like, help me understand this." "Oh yes, you will be inside a special room at the embassy, because within a week, your visa is expired." "Oh no," thought Yehuda. "My family is waiting for me. And it's going to be lonely just sitting in that embassy in that special room all day by myself. At least up till now, while I was in this faraway land and far away from my family, I was working with people and meeting people, able to go to shul, to minyan in the morning and see people while we were davening. Now I'm going to be all alone."
"Sir, there's a horse and buggy waiting outside that will bring you to the embassy. I hope to see you back in a few months."
But where are the forms? And how do I fill them out? Can you help me a little bit with this? I really do want to rush this and make this happen as quickly as possible."
"At the embassy, there will be somebody who will show you exactly how to fill out the forms."
"Okay," said Yehuda. "This is really not such a great situation. I'm going to try to make the best of it."
Yehuda went outside, and there was a horse and buggy with a sign on it: "Expired or almost expired visas." That was the buggy. Yehuda hopped up onto the buggy, put his suitcase on his lap, and was brought to the embassy.
He was given a room to sleep in that had a desk and a bed and a table. It was neat and clean, but it was lonely. "Excuse me, please show me the forms that I need to fill out."
"Oh, sure, sir. Here they are. And I just have a question. If I'm not allowed to leave the grounds until I get my visa, what am I supposed to do about food?"
"Oh, that is a very good question. We certainly don't want you to be hungry while you're here waiting for your visa, especially since it might be a few months. We have a store right here on our grounds that we will give you permission to shop in for your basics for food."
"Oh, at least I won't starve," thought Yehuda. And he was hoping that they might even have jelly beans in that store, because you remember, he really liked jelly beans. Meanwhile, back home, Yehuda's family found out what happened. Then, in the faraway land where he was, some of the people he had done business with found out about his predicament, about his story, about his difficult situation as well. And they wrote letters to all of the politicians. Please let Yehuda come home. Please help him get a temporary visa. We'll finish all the work on the other side in his hometown. People in the town in the faraway lands were writing letters. Please allow Yehuda to come out for holidays for the Shabbat. But all of the answers were, with a stamp on the bottom of it, Yehuda must stay in the embassy complex until all of his paperwork comes back. Oh no, this was going to be so hard for him. This might even be a few months. He was so sad to hear about this. One day, Yehuda woke up in the morning, and there was a knock on his door. Hi, I'm from the embassy, and I have some good news for you. Many, many people have been writing letters on your behalf, and we know that you're really a very good person, and you're just waiting for your visa. It seems like your visa is going to arrive within the 5 months, but we're going to give you permission to pick one day from now until your visa comes to walk all around our town. You'll be able to leave the embassy complex for one day. Just let us know which day it is that you want, and we're going to let you have a one-day break for almost a little mini vacation from the embassy. One day, thought Yehuda. I want all my days already. I want to go home and see my family. But if I'm being given the opportunity to pick one day, which day should I choose? When should I go out? Soon, it's going to be Purim. Should I ask to leave for Purim so that I can go to a shul nearby and hear the Megillah? Or maybe I should save it because I'll still be here when it's going to be Pesach. And it would be so nice for me to be able to attend a Seder with the family here and sit around the table and do so many mitzvot of the night and drink 4 cups of wine and eat the matzah and the maror. Or should I choose to go out for a Shabbat? Maybe that's what I should do and spend a holy, holy day of Shabbos outside of this complex. He didn't know what to do. And so Yehuda wrote a letter to the Radvaz. What should I do? I'm allowed to choose one day to leave the embassy. And I have to come back at the end of the day to the complex. Which day do you suggest that I choose? The Radvaz received this letter and answered it right away. And when it reached Yehuda, he excitedly opened the letter and he was very, very surprised to see what the Radvaz had written. His eyes went boing as he read the words, Hayom, Bakesh Lehishtachrer Hayom, today, ask to go out today. Today is just a regular day, thought Yehuda. The Radvaz was telling him, as soon as we have an opportunity, we should grab that opportunity. Yes, make today a special day. You could go to the shul. You could see some friends. You'll be able to help other people and do mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. Don't miss the opportunity for today. This week's parsha, Parashat Tzav, which talks about the Kohanim and their work with the Karbanot, opens with Hashem tells Moshe Tav et Aharon ve et banav lemar. Command Aaron and his sons of the following rules that apply to the Karbanot. And Rashi explains that the language of Tav is the language of Ziruz, Miyad v'lidorot. You have to be excited to do it. You have to do it quickly, now and forever, with a push, with an excitement. Take advantage of the opportunity that presents itself to you now. Every single one of us can learn from Yehuda and can learn from the Radvaz's answer and can learn from the way Moshe spoke to the Kohanim that instead of waiting around and thinking, what if and maybe and I could do it a different day and which time is the best time to do it, let's take advantage of the opportunities that we have in front of us right now and with excitement and with energy, not push things off for a different time or for the future. And may our efforts to embrace this way of life, of jumping on the opportunity to do acts of kindness and to do mitzvot, serve as a zechut for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.